Sometime on the mountain, sometime in the valley, but I'm determined to see Jesus for myself. And I ask you that know the worth of prayer, know what prayer has done for you, pray for me, that I may knock a safe ball, I may knock a home run, I may shoulder my cross and have him done this world. I realize now as I grow older, I'm determined to hold on Jesus' unchanging hand. And when the time shall break down eternity, I'll hear that voice that comes with my Father, and heard this king which will prepare for you from the beginning of the world. Yeah, me that old time religion. Yeah, me that old time religion. Yeah, me that old time religion. That's good enough by me. Well, give me that
old time religion. Give me that old. Give me that old time religion. That's good enough for me.
To the pastor and this great congregation.
Yes.
Visiting friends, I'm happy to be here this morning.
Yes.
I've enjoyed everything. You know, it is a glorious thing when Christians can meet together.
Yes, yes.
Have a fine time. You know, I was just sitting here listening to that sandwich, calling the boys on the mountain.
Yeah.
And the Beatitudes, asking them and telling them what it takes to see God and live in God's kingdom.
Yeah.
Nothing but the pure in heart. You know, Jesus said to us, to inherit the kingdom of heaven, we must first be born.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We must first get right with God and get the love in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one thing that we need today. We need to get the love. You know, Jesus said, love you one another.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. That's one thing we lack, and ain't that right?
Yeah.
We're indifferent. My friends, if the world today, as it's so striving to do, calling all the good people together, trying to unite as Jesus did in his days.
Yes.
Unite our hearts together that we may overcome Satan and all his doing. It's a fine thing, my friend. It's a fine thing to be a Christian, ain't it?
Yes, yes.
But you know what you must do? Your flesh must be born again. You know, it was no Christian until after the resurrection. After Christ had suffered and died and united us back and gave us that privilege. As we just sung the song, We Are Coming Home. Give us the privilege to come back home. And saying that if we would only follow him and take his commandments and live by them, be obedient unto them, we will go back home.
Yeah.
Ain't that wonderful? Yeah. Love one another. I'm happy to say this morning, that's my determination.
Yes, yes.
It's in my heart. My mind is made up. The affection is mine. To go all the way.
Yes.
That's the highway I'm traveling. On the basis of love. And charity. May God bless you. May God save you.
Pastor Nelson, I'm happy to work with you all this morning. Because I'm home, but I'm visiting, and I'm glad to be here. As I sat here, I decided that I wouldn't register at this mile course this morning. Then I began to think, well, I could get up and testify to God at home this morning. As I do, I go to church every Sunday and all of that, but I suppose this is a Sunday, I guess I'm at home and I should register, and I want you all to understand that I am woman, my father marched a little bit.
Amen.
And I'm asking you all to pray for me that I'll continue to hold out and do thy will.
Let Jesus fix it for you. Let Jesus fix it for you. Whenever you pray, let him have his way. I declare he'll fix it. For you, he fixed it for me one day. He fixed it for me one day. Whenever I pray, I declare he'll fix it for you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen. We did what the Lord commanded us to, and yet there are room. While the officers are getting ready, the Reverend Campbell has just a word to say.
I want to say here, and the quiet officers getting ready on this afternoon. We want to have another glorious time at your assistant church, Ward's Chapel, at 3 o'clock. The Day Spring Baptist Church from Gainesville is coming to worship with us. And I would that all of us to meet them there to enjoy another wonderful Sabbath and service. Fine people who had a good time on last first Sunday night. Over to their place. And they decided they'd come and pay us a visit or give us a visit. Happy to have them. We'd be glad to have you all to come up and join us. And let us have a great big time, you and the pastor. Mm-hmm. Both there, Reverend Williams. Now, you know, this time of year, I don't want to consume too much of your time, but this time of year, you know what the Methodist people have to go through with. And we all, as I said a while ago, on the same old road, we're traveling. And, you know, all we can do is to help one another, ain't that right? But you know, sometimes I just look at the people, Brother Johnson. We pray sometimes, Lord, bless me, help me, that I may be able to help others, and God may give them a great big piece of something. And they think of a little bitty piece of it. Well, that's all I can do. Mm-hmm. I suppose God wants to do everything like that. He was asking many times to help him with it. He turned in some other direction. But you know, we ought to do as the good book says, do unto others as you would them to do unto you. And he said, bless the share forgiver. That's true. And then he ought to do, as the Bible says, give as God a prospect. You ain't that right?
Yeah.
And you do well. And I'm asking you to come up and be with us. Worship with us this afternoon, if you don't mind. At 3 o'clock, Ward's Chapel AME Church. Now, Don't say it like another fellow said he said about him. See, I ain't been here, and I knew him a good little while. As soon as you see Reverend Cannon coming, say, he didn't come for nothing. He comes for something unusual. But now, my friend, I'm coming to visit y'all. And anytime you need us, just call on us. You know all about us. You raised us. You boned us. And you've been visiting us. So when you need us, call us. So we need you now. Come to our rescue here. God bless you.
Pray as well.
Once again this morning, pray God pour out his best upon you to ever hold out and hold on to God's unchanging hand. Stand, please. Stand up, please. Your name? You'd like to have a word. Very proud to have the visitor with her. The Mount Olivet Me Church door stands wide for visitors. We appreciate you being here this morning. Pray God bless upon you to ever hold out and hold on to God's unchained hand. So like I would. Like I would. So you like that word? Let's come tonight and come pray in the mouth, have an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Today, 1 month, our annual conference will close in Haines City, Florida. So we got just about 3 weeks to get ready for the annual conference. I'm making my 8th annual conference report here for this church. Now, as I can truthfully say, maybe I haven't done everything you would like for me to do. Maybe you haven't done anything I would like for you to do. But we got along the same as two peas in one hub. And if I should endeavor to come back, I'd be the same man I was 8 years ago, maybe getting a little older. I'd be the same man I was 8 years ago. Together we stand and divided we fall. My friend, in this world, we need to know how to get along with people. If we will do that, it's no hard job to live a Christian. So the job is hard when we're straddling the fence. We can't get along with ourselves, neither our friends. But if we will do as he said do, keep his commandment, he prays the Father, and the Father will give us another comfort. And when this comfort is come, it will guide us in all truth. I think that'll be all. Of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the bosom of God the Father, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest in the man thus and forth now and forever.